Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at Odoo.com. That's Odoo.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, and this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, good morning. It is foggy and 61 now with News Radio 1080 KRLD here on this Thursday morning with a dense fog advisory till 10 o'clock. We'll get that full forecast for you coming up in just a moment. But first,
News Radio 1080 KRLD, red alert traffic.
Joyce Nielsen, we have had this red alert for several hours now, and this is the result of a fatal crash. And as we have pointed out, anytime there's a fatal crash, it takes a much longer investigation from the law enforcement officials to make sure that they know exactly what happened. And that long investigation leads to a long backup in traffic.
And that it does. I've been watching this since, at least 4 o'clock this morning. And I've seen a lot of activity, a lot of officers and investigators walking around on that highway. But northbound 67 does remain shut down at Wheatland because of this accident and resulting investigation that you just mentioned. Traffic is still slowing back to Main Street and Duncanville. And here's the bad part. We're looking at over an hour's delay. So definitely need to seek an alternate route. Cockrell Hill or Main Street north to Camp Wisdom. Probably a good alternate for you. That's going to cut your drive time by at least 35, 40 minutes. So something to keep in mind. But northbound 67 still shut down at Wheatland because of an accident and the investigation. I'll have another check on this with traffic and weather together on the 8s.
Two people died in that crash, and a car was left smashed beyond recognition. We can see on our traffic cameras and debris scattered all across the northbound lanes of 67 as you make your way from Duncanville into Redbird. And again, the investigation far from over, and it will take a while before we know exactly what caused.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This tragedy. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. There's a lot of work ahead to clean up the damage from yesterday's heavy weather everywhere. Those severe storms left damage behind, and that includes everything from fire-damaged homes and downed trees to lots of flooded-out cars.
You know the saying, turn around, don't drown. Well, some people just don't listen.
Saw the high water,
and didn't think it was that high. When I drove through it, it washed up over the hood.
Other similar stories were told across North Texas. People were driving through high water in Ennis, for example. Between Ennis and Waxahachie, a big rig slid off Highway 287, ended up in the median. In Dallas, one car was seen starting to drive into high water at White Rock Lake Park, but the driver thought better of it and backed out. In Tarrant County, high water at Eagle Mountain Lake threatened lakeside homes. A number of home fires around North Texas were blamed on lightning strikes, including one in Pilot Point, where the home's roof was partially collapsed. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
We've got a combined 52 cancellations at DFW Airport this morning. And really, those happened before flights even started going in and out of the big airport today. A total of 74 delays as well. Meanwhile, at Love Field, we're actually back down in delays, back down to 6 delays, no cancellations. Your news continues for Trajan Wealth.
It is 7:07 at KRLD. The professional golf world zeroes in on McKinney this weekend for the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, and for the world's number one golfer. This is where it all started.
Highland Park's Scottie Scheffler is number one in the world, but he's still looking for his first win of the year. He told the Golf Channel, it is nice to be home this weekend.
You know, this was my first PGA Tour event, which would be 11 years ago, so I've got good memories of this event.
What he didn't mention about playing that first Nelson in 2014, he was just a 17-year-old high schooler. Take a listen to him from back then.
I mean, it's pretty cool. I've still been doing everything that I've usually been doing, except going to school the past couple of days. I have a calculus project I got to do tonight, and I have an aquatic science test in the morning. Got a good take.
Scheffler and Jordan Spieth, along with another local resident, Siwoo Kim, will tee off today at 12:30. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, a San Francisco woman sues American Airlines over an alleged sexual assault. She says it happened on an overnight flight to Dallas last year.
Barbara Morgan says she was seated in a middle seat when she was assaulted by another passenger who her attorneys say was known to have been suspected of similar incidents. Morgan says she was afraid to report the incident during the flight, but after landing ran to an agent inside the terminal.
I told her, that man just assaulted me. He touched me and he violated me on the flight. And she told me that there's nothing they can do now that the plane has landed and he's out.
The man accused in the incident, Sherian Abraham of Allen, Texas, has been charged by the FBI of abusive sexual contact on another flight. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Imagine, if you will, you could soon have a T-Rex handbag. Would you like that, Heather? If you had a purse, leather purse, but it's made of T-Rex leather? And by T-Rex, I do in fact mean the dinosaur Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, with the... Isn't that the one with the little tiny arms?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that is that one. Yes.
Only if the purse has tiny arms on it.
So scientists are exploring the creation of lab-grown leather using T-Rex DNA aimed at revolutionizing the leather industry with sustainable and ethical alternatives. Didn't we see this movie? If you bring back the leather from a T-Rex, isn't that purse going to just eat everything and destroy everybody?
It might, but if Hermes sells it, people will line up to get it.
Well, here's the deal. In Jurassic Park, T-Rex has become like the good guy.
That's true. They're the heroes.
Yes.
Against the raptors and the humans and everything else.
And the bigger, you know, fake dinosaurs that they made, the super dinosaurs.
Yes, the Megalosaurus or whatever.
Megalodon.
Whatever they ended up calling it.
If they're off QVC, Susan, my girl, will buy them.
Okay. I feel like I'm hanging out with a bunch of middle school boys right now. Y'all want to talk about match cars next? Legos?
Wait, do you have some?
Four easy payments.
Absolutely.
712 at News Radio 1080 KRLD. Coming up next, the top three things you need to know. Well, the Texas Senate addresses whether or not we can bring our guns to the State Fair of Texas. I hope they get this thing settled soon. I just got some new guns, and I need a place to take them. It's 712. We'll have that for you, the top three things you need to know next.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
After some last-minute hiccups, the United States and Ukraine sign a closely watched minerals deal Wednesday. The U.S. will continue to fund the Ukraine defense from Russia's invasion, and the U.S. will benefit from Ukraine's rare earth metals, oils, and gas. Texas Senate approves a bill Wednesday that would effectively prevent the State Fair of Texas from banning guns during the State Fair. Today's weather in DFW offers a welcome break from the chaos of Wednesday's severe storms. A dense fog advisory is in place until 10 o'clock this morning, so visibility may be limited in some areas. Prepare for the return of stormy weather tomorrow with rain and possible thunderstorms on the horizon.
Hi, this is David Rankin.
Hey, it's Kristen Diaz. Join us this afternoon for the news you missed during the day on the KRLD Afternoon News.
Right now, it's the 20-minute morning briefing. It's 20 minutes of nonstop news, weather, and traffic with no commercial interruptions right here on the KRLD Morning News.
This portion of the news brought to you by Trajan Wealth. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
23 after 7, I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Governor Abbott continues to turn up the pressure on the Texas House to pass his bail reform emergency item. Wednesday, he was in Houston meeting with the families of those killed by violent offenders out on bail.
Judges must automatically deny bail for violent crimes like murder, rape, and human trafficking unless there is clear and convincing evidence that the defendant will appear in court and not endanger the community.
It's going to take a constitutional amendment that takes 100 votes in the Texas House. Abbott's banking on the 88 Republicans.
It's just a matter of gaining the support of 12 Democrats. If you have just the Democrat delegation from the greater Houston area, that would get it done.
Just one problem. A coalition of House Democrats vow to block constitutional amendments in retaliation for the Republicans passing school choice vouchers.
724 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning. Looks like we're going to extend this rally into the new month. Now industrials average pointing higher by 295 points on the open. NASDAQ looks better, up 344. The S&P average up 60 points. The catalyst, well, aside from the momentum, a couple of earnings reports out that came out last night are really lifting. Microsoft's up 7%. The earnings were better than expected. Revenues beat. Their cloud revenues, which you've seen, of course, is the big driver, the big growth area, were way up. They beat by like $2 billion in revenues. And Meta, the old Facebook, is up 5%. Their earnings were better, and they're guiding the street higher. They're providing a nice lift overall. But, you know, at the heart of this, it may be the tariff talk. It seems to be getting better. Now, this morning, the China state media says, oh, the White House reached out to China. They came begging for trade talks, and we might just listen this time around. And they're clearly trying to save face, but they said China's got nothing to lose by engaging. And this follows, of course, the largest contraction in their manufacturing activity in 2 years. Goldman Sachs says 60,000 Chinese jobs have been affected, factories, shipping, others, because of these tariffs. And they need to get, I said 60,000, 60 million jobs have been affected by this, and they need to get them back to work. So that's a motivating factor. Then yesterday afternoon, there was a report that the EU, the European Union, is ready to present new trade proposals to U.S. negotiators next week, and they're ready to talk Turkey. Crude's down another 98 cents, $57.23. We also heard from Saudi Arabia, said, you know, they're not going to play nice anymore. They're tired of cutting back production to lift prices. They're going to increase production, and that's driving that lower. Gold's down $93 and a dime on that trade talk, and interest rates lower too, 4.15% of the 10-year. Stocks look higher across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's now 727 at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There is another measles case in the DFW area, and the list of the places this person went, it's not measly.
Both Collin and Rockwall counties reported cases a few weeks ago, and now Denton County Public Health is reporting its first confirmed case. The patient is an adult, and health officials don't know if they were vaccinated. They are compiling a list of places that person visited during the period when they were likely contagious. They were at Rangers Republic at Texas Live and Globe Life Field in Arlington on April 19th. They also visited businesses in Flower Mound, Louisville, and Richardson over the next few days. Denton County Public Health has a complete list on their website and is advising anyone who is at those locations on those dates to monitor themselves for symptoms. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And you can see a full list of those places now in the story at KRLD.com.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.